B'tochen for Life, Shir 378, Monday, Parshas Shlach. We are explaining a very important concept in how we respond to Chas V'Shalom bad news. And we explained what's called Noisei Ba'olam Chaveri, what's called feeling your friend's pain, and what's called that the Yetzirah is just making you crazy and making you feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does that. And we should just add one more point to this discussion, to a concept that we discussed in the earlier shiur. And that is, Noisei Ba'olam Chaveri means that you feel what's going on by somebody else. You feel what he's going through. You experience his life, so to speak. You feel like he's your brother. You feel his pain. That's Noisei Ba'olam Chaveri. So let's ask ourselves an honest question. If the same person that Chas V'Shalom was going through at Sarah would all of a sudden make $10 million, would we feel happy for that person? Would we feel the same simcha that we feel now, Rahman al-Islam, when he's going through at Sarah, we feel tsar? Would we feel that same level in simcha when he, Emir Tzosheb, is zeichet ha-simcha? And most times the answer is no. Because we're human, and we still have what to work on, and we don't always feel that when our friend makes $10 million, we don't always feel simcha for him. And that is the deciding factor, if it's really Noisei Ba'olam Chaveri, or it's just the Yetzirah. Because if you can truly tell yourself that if this individual would experience a tremendous bracha that you don't have, you don't have $10 million, but he would get $10 million. If you can honestly tell yourself that you'll feel good for him, then you're a Noisei Ba'olam Chaveri. And then when Rachman al-Atzlan, he's experiencing a tzara, you can feel bad for him because that's true feeling somebody else's pain. But generally speaking, it's not like that. And we tend to only feel bad when something goes wrong. But when a person gets bracha, most times we don't feel good for him. And unfortunately, sometimes we're even jealous of him that he has it and I don't. So can we honestly say that we're Noisei Ba'olam Chaveri? Can we honestly say that we're feeling the love for our fellow Yid, which we should be feeling, but can we honestly say that that's where it's coming from? This is the litmus test in how we approach situations. If we truly feel the Ahavas Yisrael, and we feel for our neighbor or our friend, whether he's going through a good situation, through tremendous bracha, or Rachmana Litzlan, if he's going through a difficult situation, then it's a beautiful midah. Then it's a demonstration of Avas Yisrael, and that feeling will bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because good feelings, midas tavis, always bring us closer to Hashem. But if it's not like that, if we wouldn't feel that same level of what's going on by somebody else when he has a bracha, rather we only choose to feel it when Rachman al-Islan is experiencing a distress, then we have to suspect that maybe it's not coming from something that will bring us closer to Hashem. Maybe it's coming from the Yetzirah and it's bringing us further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the safest route, says Rabbi Victor Miller, is to always view it in the positive. To always appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you. To always feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, and that will bring you closer to Hashem. That will be a schus for the person that's experiencing the tzara.